what you do in the place of prayer is more important than the fact that you are present to pray. It's one thing for you to learn about God by your experience with the devil. It's another thing for you to learn about the devil by experience with God. Whatever it is that dominates your mind follows you to the place of prayer. So welcome to another edition with us on the Liberus. I am Ferdinand and I want to say thank you for your time today. Now quickly, I want to start a series on towards a better prayer experience. This is the first part. So quickly, you know, in Luke chapter 11 verse 1, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray the way John had taught his disciples to pray. So it wasn't as if they had not been praying. In fact, before the arrival of Jesus, those people who were religious had been doing things called prayer. So it's not as if prayer had never gone on earth. But this time around, they felt we needed to understand how to pray. You know, at some point they were asking Jesus why they couldn't cast out the devil in the child, you know, or the child with a palsy. So now there's a reason why people pray, and it seemed like prayers are not being answered. And if you're familiar with some kind of words, there's some people they call prayer warriors, and that's not me trying to slight them. But you see, the fact that you have that title is not a guarantee that you will get results in prayer. There are secrets to prayer. These secrets are in scripture. Now, what you search, you get. What you don't search may elude you. Now, the fact that you came to the place of prayer, crying and whining, is not a statement of prayer. Prayer is meant to be spoken, communed, or, you know, communicated in verbal ways. It's very possible for you to be consistently exposed to prayer, to prayer experience, and still not know the life of God, not be able to experience the reality of God, not be able to understand the principles of the kingdom. You know, that you are in the place of prayer doesn't necessarily mean that you are automatically qualified to certain things. So the place of prayer is where you get to, but there's something that follows you there. We call it knowledge. What you do in the place of prayer is more important than the fact that you are present to pray. And it's important to know that, because if you just go there with your emotion, understand that with humans, you are dealing with logic and emotions. With God, you are dealing with faith and the word. Now, so if you come to God and you are bringing logic, you are crying, you are bringing emotions, and then you are trying to whine and argue and talk or the things in your mind, okay, you might go home feeling emotionally sanitized, but that does not command the results your way. But when you come on the grounds of faith and the word, not minding how you feel, understand what I mean? Not minding your emotions, not minding the human logical conclusions. If you can come by the word, if you can come by faith, then definitely you should go home and expect results. Then definitely you could go ahead and start thanking God for results that are coming your way. Now I have a question for you. Now when you go to pray, what do you spend your time doing? What exactly do you spend your time doing in the place of prayer? You know, there's something I need you to understand. If you've been the person that is so demon conscious and enemy conscious, evil conscious and Satan conscious, that disposition will follow you to the place of prayer. And those kind of people will get to the place of prayer, and from the beginning to the end, you keep binding, 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 casting and casting. Now, am I saying it's wrong to bind? No, it's not. You're getting it. So it's just that you're so conscious of what is not God, what is the devil, the enemy, you know, enemies, demons and spirits that are not of God. So, but if you are the type that is so God conscious, there may be evil around you, but when you enter his place, presence to pray, when you come to your place of prayer, you feel like you've just entered a closet, a home. You feel like this is home. Worship wouldn't be with struggle. It would just come natural. You wouldn't represent the immediate environment. Because you are out of the environment into a new environment, a prayer environment. You see, whatever it is that dominates your mind follows you to the place of prayer. You see, the scripture says something in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. It says, meditate upon these things. He says, give thyself wholly unto them. It says, and thy profiting shall appear unto. What it means is that whatever you meditate upon, when you set your affection, when you set your mental energies on something, it's just a matter of time, the result will appear unto him. Now you see, 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed. We are changed into what we constantly look at. Now, if you are too conscious of the devil, you will misrepresent the image of God. Now, it's one thing for you to learn about God by your experience with the devil. It's another thing for you to learn about the devil by experience with God. Now, when you have to learn God from your experiences with the devil, you might begin to see the devil as some super creature, one super powerful being that, you know, it's very difficult to handle, you know. But when you begin to understand the devil from the perspective of God, from your relationship with God, you begin to really understand he may be powerful, but there's a relative position he occupies compared to who you are in Christ. Right, so it's one thing for you to be fully aware of your rights in Christ, and it's another thing for those awareness to follow you into your place of prayer. Now, when we talk about awareness, resident personal awareness, it boils down to the things you've been feeding your mind. It boils down to the things you've dwelt your heart upon. It boils down to the belief system. You know, you could have the right words in prayer, but with the wrong belief system, you could have the right semantics in prayer, but you have a wrong belief system. You see, prayer is primarily a function of revelation and faith, not of semantics. You know, it's not a question of languages, it's not a question of logic. That's why when you craft out all the language, you craft out all the logic, you've arranged the emotional words and you come to pray with them, they may not ring a bell in heaven if they exclude faith and the word. So whatever you do, when we are talking about you making headway in the place of prayer, just understand this too. Faith and the word must be intact. They shouldn't be questionable. They shouldn't be lacking. So, but if now look at it, there are people that are so conscious of evil that even if you wrap a gift and give them, maybe on Christmas or on their birthday, and you leave, after leaving, they start binding every evil that may be following this gift. They say, I bind every evil intent behind this, I rebuke every devil that may come. You know, because they are so conscious of that. They're conscious of evil, they're conscious of harm. But look at another person who is so conscious of the goodness of God. That gift comes. You say, Father, thank you for this gift. Oh, whatever it is going to serve me. It's going to increase me. It's going to serve me. It's going to bring me blessings. It doesn't occur to the person that a demon could follow a package because of the mindset. Now, you see, in the place of prayer, like I said, what you do is more important than the fact that you are present to pray. So you could spend 2 hours praying, but never really going to get a result because you are either praying on the wrong belief system or wrong mindset, or you're just there doing emotions. But you could just pray the same 2 hours or less in faith, revelation, and the word, and you are sure to get your results. Now, the thing is, when we talk about onto a better prayer experience, there's so much to it. This is the first part. I'm going to share the second part next week. But just know that in Christianity, prayer in Christianity is not the same as prayer in Islam. It's not the same as prayer in Buddhism. It's not the same as prayer. In Christianity, we pray in the identity, in the name, in the authority of Jesus. It's not the same anywhere. So you need to understand. So, but if you stand to pray and you're so conscious of your sinfulness, you know, when we stand before him to pray, we stand in the righteousness of Christ. But if you are so conscious of your own unrighteousness, it's going to affect your choice of words. It's going to affect your confidence. It's going to affect the kind of faith you put out. It's even going to affect what your expectations will hang on. You know, I just mentioned that when it comes to prayer, it hangs on 2 things, faith and the word. Of course, your faith in the word and the word itself. Now, the truth is, when we talk about faith, what is faith? In the Bible, it says in Hebrews 11, say, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now he says it is the evidence. So there's an it. He says it is. So and then verse 2 he says by it. By it the elders got a good report. So there's something faith is. Faith is, okay, let me use this word. Faith is like a tool for getting a result. Okay? So by the agency of faith, the elders got a report. The question is, what is faith? Now, generally, I like putting it this way. Faith is the fact that you believe God strong enough, that the belief is strong enough to cause you to either take a step or to refrain a step or to make a decision or stand by a decision, simply on the basis of what God has said, promised, or a witness he has given to you which can be confirmed in the scripture. No, see, faith is not mystical. It is the law of God. Now, physically, it's not natural for man to have faith in the realm of God. Likewise, in the realm of God, it's not natural to lack faith. So, faith is not ordinarily in the nature of man. Just like lack of faith is not in the nature of God. So, when you are coming to God, the Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. You must first believe. There must be belief. You must believe that you are coming to see somebody and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, this is the first part. I'm going to be coming with the second part next week. And I hope you look out for it. And by then, we'll be looking further into this experience of, onto a better prayer experience. And until then, my name is Ferdinand. If you want to connect with us on Facebook, find us on Facebook by searching Light Bearers Gospel, or you could just type facebook.com/endtimequest. End Time Quest as a single word. End Time Quest. Until then, my name is Fernand. See you next week. Thank you.
Light Bearers, kindle the flame, stay aflame.